Well, it's hard to think back to beginning of March, April time when all this started, and slowly over the months, various schemes have come and gone, been introduced, deadlines have been extended, things like that. For businesses, it must be a real nightmare just to know where they stand and what the future holds. Hopefully, to put some light on it all and bring it all round into a nice semblance of order, is Alex Graham of CKLG Accountants. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Am I right there? That there is, it does seem to me that there's been an awful lot of, we got this scheme, we got that scheme, then don't forget this. It does seem that there's been sort of initiatives popping up here and there, and it's quite hard to keep an eye on them all.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes that the government have been bringing in, as I guess the rates of infection have changed and the way they've been trying to help support businesses to sort of keep people in jobs. You know, going back into March, there was initial grants first coming in for business with premises, then the furlough scheme, which is now changing and about to sort of wind down its current format the end of this month, VAT adjustment. So there's been quite a lot of changes that have been going on.
All right, but where are we at the moment? What support is there for businesses? What things should they watch out for? Because we were saying before we started recording that cash flow is an issue really here, isn't it? It's making sure you've got the cash.
Yes, I mean, that's one of the things that all of these support schemes in place are really designed to make sure that businesses have got the cash to be able to carry on trading, that they don't end up just having to sort of completely shut down. So that's where a lot of these support schemes need to be sort of thought about from a business perspective of what's happening with my cash in the future. How are these going to be able to impact the sort of cash flow and the cash flow sort of forecasting that we're doing? So, I mean, things like the furlough scheme in its current format is winding down from the end of this month and being replaced by sort of lesser generous job support scheme, which is designed to provide a bit of support where people are still in work and doing some hours, but not full hours. Mm-hmm. Now, the government sort of brought it in where if someone's doing at least a third of the hours, they will be able to top up a maximum of £697, where the government will step in and pay for one third of the hours not worked, with the employer making up one of the other thirds. Now, one of the things is that, generally speaking with that people probably are needing to work more than a third of the hours to get it to work viably for a company, because there's going to be some tough decisions in terms of that. I mean, if you've got two people doing a third, a business may be beneficial and might help them to survive by having one staff member doing two thirds, because it's going to be saving more cash. And that's the thing. It's, if you're not careful, some of these things can help, but if it depends on what income you're bringing in, it can then be helping to, it can then sort of be hemorrhaging cash quite heavily. I mean, this area at the moment is looking less likely, but it could come in where there is certain industries that are going to be shut under sort of local lockdowns, where the government was then going to step in with paying two thirds of wages in any of those businesses up to £2,100 a month from next month. So that's one of the things, is almost like an enhanced bit on top of this sort of job support scheme, but focused purely on businesses that have been forced to shut by the government. So that's where that comes in. And also, if those businesses are forced to shut by local lockdowns, there's then some support grants coming out for those, which are between 1,000 to 3,000 every 3 weeks to 4 weeks a month, dependent on what business you're in and things like that, which again is just trying to help push a little bit of cash into some of these businesses if they are forced to close. In terms of other areas to think about, for businesses to think about in terms of getting a little bit of a cash boost, is this job retention bonus, which is for any employee that had been furloughed during the current scheme up to the end of this month, that is then retained at the end of January. They must have been paid certain amounts over the next 3 months up to that point. This is where the government had announced that they're going to give businesses £1,000 cash per employee that is still employed. Now, £1,000 cash per employee may not be a trigger for someone to keep someone on if the job is not viable, because a business just may not have the cash to be able to do it. But if a business is still viable and they have got those people still employed, then it is one of those things to factor in, that this cash is probably going to start being able to be received in February once they, HMRC, open up the ability to actually claim it. So for businesses that do have that, it's then being able to start forecasting that sort of how many people are you likely to still have on at that point, and what cash is coming back? Because if you'd had 10 people that had been furloughed during the last number of months, then that will be £10,000, £1,000 per employee as a cash boost in February. So it's factoring those sort of things in to sort of see how that can sort of help businesses as well.
Because you can see this cash coming up. That's the key again, isn't it? What about these things like bounce back loans? I mean, these came in right at the start. They've been extended, but obviously for some people that now means stuff's got to start being paid back.
What happened with the bounce back loans? They came in the first year, there was nothing to pay up front, and the first 12 months, there was no repayments needed to be made by a company. Mm-hmm. So the government was going to pay the interest of that. So on the 12-month anniversary of anyone taking out those loans, they need to then start factoring in that those loans are going to start being paid back. The ability to take them out has been extended up to the 30th of November, because quite a lot of people may not have needed them initially to be able to run through things. But I mean, sure. I was speaking to someone yesterday who has an imminent corporation tax liability coming up in the next few months, and actually is now thinking, actually, I don't have the cash to pay for that. Mm. And actually, one of those bounce back loans could effectively almost extend the terms of that tax bill by, if you take up, if someone needed to, they could take up one of those loans, pay the corporation tax, for example, and then they don't have anything to pay for 12 months from that point on the bounce back loan, and then there's smaller repayments. So sometimes those sort of things can just help with the cash flow, rather than someone thinking, I've got an immediate cash outflow in this tax. By taking out one of those loans can then mean that actually it buys me at least a year or more to try and get my business back on my feet, to then hopefully then start becoming profitable again, to then sort of start paying that back. So sometimes one of these loans like that can just help in terms of sort of cash flow management, especially if you've got taxes and you've not taken out one of these loans at the moment.
Okay, quick question on that one. A lot of people, of course, you just said they've got tax liabilities coming up because of previous year's profits, and there's an awful large section of our economy that isn't going to be making a profit this year. Is there any sign of HMRC ever saying, well, look, actually, there's going to be this huge influx of tax receipts for these previous years, but then in upcoming years, we're going to be doing a huge number of possible tax refunds because people didn't make profit. Is there any chance that actually, to make life easier for everybody, they're going to allay that and sort of say, well, okay, look, let's roll in an anticipated loss for this year and offset it?
I mean, it's one of those things where they may be able to extend terms of the payment of any of these taxes. Now, there's helplines to phone up, and HMRC may or may not, dependent upon circumstances, allow a short period of time to sort of extend those payments. Right. But in the end, they're going to do it, because in the end, different businesses are going to be affected in different ways, where some people may have a tax liability. They may have had a bit of a crunch and maybe a bit of a cash pinch, but actually they might not. Some business may not end up with a massive loss that then needs to sort of relate to be carried back for a cash refund, where some of them may end up having large losses to be sort of carried back, and they may end up needing to refund that money later on. So it's just one of those things where it's effectively, if someone has got a loss in a future period, then you're probably wanting to be able to try and get that filed with HMRC as soon as possible to try and activate those refunds as soon as you can.
All right, finally then, let's talk about VAT, because that's always an issue, and there's been some changes to VAT and some good news for the hospitality sector there, I guess.
Yeah, so the VAT on hospitality that originally came in on a six-month period that was due to end the reduction to 5% was due to end the middle of Jan. That has been extended to the end of March. So those hospitality businesses, that's going to be giving them a useful cash boost, because they're not going to need to be paying as much over to HMRC during that period. Also, where people had previously deferred their VAT during the initial lockdown, which was initially said that people could defer their VAT bills to the 31st of March 2021, the government have just announced that those elements can be extended past that. It's one of those things where if you don't pay it by March 2021, you'll need to get in touch with them. The system isn't in place yet to be able to do it, but they'll then allow to be paid in instalments over the next 11 months interest free. So again, that's something to consider, where if people are wanting to make sure that they're preserving cash, then even though it's one of those things that that tax still needs to be paid, by spreading that interest free over 11 months, it's a way of helping to sort of keep the cash in the business and help sort of finance the sort of recovery.
Okay. Now, we keep saying throughout this that there's a lot going on. Businesses have got enough to worry about, and really talking to your accountant, making sure you're optimising all these various options that are available to you. Are you actually seeing that? Are you finding that you're interacting far more with your clients nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where a lot of people are needing more and more advice. Mm. And one of the ways that's really key to be able to help people and for business owners to get visibility themselves is if they can keep a sort of financial data up to date, then that just opens up the doors to being able to get visibility over what's going on. So with most of our clients, we try and get them to use zero online accounting software. And if they can be keeping that up to date, we've then got the visibility to see what's happening with their finances. And then just trying to utilize the latest technology that's out there. I mean, there's other apps that we try and connect into the main sort of zero finance function, such as Float, which is really key to then help plan for forecasting cash flow. Mm-hmm. So both of those two sort of pieces of technology together, as long as you can keep your data up to date, helps to give you the visibility over what's happening at the moment with, say, zero, and sort of going, right, what's happened, who owes you money. And then with something like Float can connect into that, you can then be planning out your forecasting of your cash. This is where you can then start be bringing in things like, I'm going to hopefully be getting a job retention bonus. Actually, if I factor that into February, what's that impact does that have on the cash? If I defer my VAT for a further 11 months, how does that affect my sort of cash flow forecasting? So bringing those two things together is really key, and that's why we're sort of trying to have conversations with people to make sure that people understand what is happening with their business and the impact on cash.
Thank goodness for technology at the moment in so many yeah. ways, because it is this in the old days that would have been a mammoth manual exercise to do, but much easier now with all this technology, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it's just meaning that everything can be far more connected, so that you can actually really be just giving that advice up to date on sort of real-time information, really.
Fantastic. Alex, always good to talk to you. Keep up the good work. Thanks for bringing it all into focus for us, and we'll speak again next month.
Yeah, thank you very much.